This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The leader of Yemen's Houthi militant group says they will introduce military, quote, surprises in their ongoing Red Sea attack operations against sea-going vessels. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
The Iran-backed Houthi rebels have been repeatedly attacking civilian cargo ships with missiles and drones since mid-November 2023. This is Abdul Malik al-Houthi, the leader of the Houthi militants. Our military operations will continue and advance, and we have surprises that our enemies will not expect at all. U.S. and U.K. militaries have launched joint responses to some of the attacks. Houthi militants say they are acting in solidarity with Palestinians against Israel's military actions in Gaza. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
U.S. officials reacted with concern at the news of civilians killed while trying to get humanitarian aid in Gaza. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking to reporters as he left the White House Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden said they were still gathering information on the incident, and as he understood it, there were two versions of what happened. U.S. Agency for International Development Chief Samantha Powers, who was in the West Bank Thursday, said regardless of the circumstances, the incident should never have happened.
I know investigations are underway to find out exactly, again, what happened today. But again, a core principle that applies everywhere USAID and our partners work around the world is that desperate civilians trying to feed their starving families should not be shot at.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States said Wednesday it was, quote, deeply troubled by the passage of stringent anti-LGBTQ legislation in Ghana's parliament and urged a review of the, quote, constitutionality of the bill. VOA reporter Nabil Biagio has more.
Ghana's parliament passed legislation that intensified a crackdown on the rights of members of the LGBTQ community. The bill also imposes a prison sentence of up to 5 years for the willful promotion, sponsorship, or support of LGBTQ activities. In response to the legislation passed by Ghanaian lawmakers, the U.S. State Department released a statement that said the bill seeks to criminalize any person who simply identifies as LGBTQI+, as well as any friend, family, or member of the community who does not report them. The department said it echoes the call by Ghanaians who have urged a review of the constitutionality of the bill to protect the rights of all individuals in the West African nation. Following the vote in Parliament, the bill will be presented to President Nana Akufo-Addo, after which he has 7 days to assent or refuse to assent according to Ghana's constitution. I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.
Kyiv officials say Russian forces are pushing hard against more Ukrainian towns and villages in eastern and southeastern Ukraine. Ukraine said Thursday it has shot down 13 Russian warplanes this month, despite Russia's apparent offensive momentum on the ground. Russian forces have been bludgeoning some Ukrainian defensive positions by deploying overwhelming amounts of artillery and troop numbers in an effort to punch through defensive lines at targeted points. Russia's gains have been small, slow, and costly. A study says climate change could cost U.S. ski industry billions of dollars, and its future depends on emissions. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Ski resorts throughout the U.S. have lost billions of dollars because of climate change. There have been a few big snowstorms in recent weeks. Where outdoor enthusiasts could take advantage of the new snow. But human-caused global warming is taking a big toll on the ski industry, about $5 billion since the year 2000. That's according to researcher Daniel Scott at the University of Waterloo in Ontario, Canada. He says maybe people don't get too upset about losing a species half a world away, but they certainly care about winter sports. Warm weather in Maine forced the cancellation of a 250-mile dog sled race, while in Minnesota, golf courses opened up this month. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Attorneys for X-Corps and a research organization that studies online hate speech have traded arguments in court in a legal battle over the organization's reports on the increase in hate speech on the site since it was purchased by Elon Musk in 2022. The Nonprofit Center for Countering Digital Hate released several reports documenting the increase in hate speech on X, the social media platform formerly known as X. X's attorneys argued the center violated the platform's terms of service by compiling the data. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.